And Jim, please welcome to the show a Tassie cooking sensation. He was on the fourth season of MasterChef. He was the Ben who wrote the menu for Australian TV series Ben's Menu, funnily
Ben.
Enough.
Yeah,
he's the guy. He attributes his love of food to his grandmother. He would have been the best chemistry teacher going around because he used food to teach, which is unreal. His Instagram indicates that he puts his kids to work often in the kitchen too. And he's now the culinary curator of Peacock and Jones Restaurant located within the Henry Jones Art Hotel building. Please welcome the one, the only, Ben Milbourne. Benny, welcome.
Thank you, gentlemen. Before we get into anything, congratulations on the ad.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Oh, new casino coming soon. You've seen it. The whole thing CGI'd.
We were just chatting to you. People around the state have been chatting to you as well.
Yeah, saying that five people. And I was lucky enough to know the cameraman. So I've got some behind the scenes pictures. So I used them to prove to people that, no, that was actually legit. They did it for real.
I hope you don't have all the behind the scenes footage, Ben.
I've been told about some of them, mate.
It's me crying in the boat.
Yeah.
Soaking wet.
There's 3 hours of footage of Jimmy drying his undies.
Yeah. No, there's. I don't know why they had to film that. It was weird. I said to Andrew, I was like, mate.
He kept telling you it was important.
Yeah, he's like, rock, keep the cameras rolling, guys. We don't know what we're using.
New casino opening next week, guys. That's huge. Stay tuned for that. Hey, Benny, just before we get into this, I mean, it's awesome that you're the new culinary curator of Peacock and Jones. That's fun to say, culinary curator.
It's a cool title, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Very cool.
It makes you feel very important.
Well, what does that mean? What does culinary curator mean?
So it means you oversee the menu. You work with the team, overseeing the menu, making sure that the menu really does is linked to what the ethos of the restaurant is.
Yeah, okay.
And the ethos of the restaurant is a Tasmanian food experience.
Yeah, okay.
So we're looking at the menu with every iteration going forward from here is how close can we get it to be like you were a Tasmanian, you grew up in Tasmania, this is what Tasmanians experience their whole lives.
Yeah.
And we are really lucky that, I mean, I grew up diving for abalone and crayfish and going out hunting and things like that. So the restaurant is about showing someone what that Tasmanian food experience really is.
Now, you're working with the new head chef. We call him Ish.
Ish.
He goes by Ish. Ish. You two have kind of been travelling around the state, been filming some stuff, putting together this menu.
In a helicopter and a boat.
Don't copy our stuff. They had a real one, though. Ours was just CGI. Now, I believe this new menu, it tells quite a few stories. It's all about storytelling and stuff, too. Can you tell us, how do you intertwine telling stories and, as you said, like this Tasmanian heritage within a food menu? How does that work?
Well, I got to ride on the back of a ute, so that was as far as I got.
They sprung for a ute for you, did they? Yeah, great.
Ben's like, hello? No?
Yeah. We were on a farm in Hamilton, and I got to drive on the back of the ute, so that's as far as I got. But the storytelling involves the producers.
Sure.
And that's what most people who come to Tasmania to have a food experience want to. That's the reason they're coming, because Tasmania is a food region, it's a food state, and food miles are really low. So they want to know. The diners who are going to go to Peacock and Jones want to know, where does the food come from?
Yeah.
How is it grown? How is it cared for? Who looks after it? And those stories are told through the producers on every single plate.
It's such a cool thing because I feel like, I mean, we've been lucky enough to go around the country, but also to go around this state. And there is no other place, no other state like Tassie that can do this. Would you agree?
And I'm like you two. You guys get to travel and see the state probably more than most locals do. We take it for locals take it for granted that we've got this beautiful state to access. But I've made a living over the last 10 years of traveling around meeting farmers, meeting producers, and getting a real good look at sort of at the grass level how the state lives on agriculture. It is a, like I said, a uniquely Tasmanian experience that you don't get anywhere else because the state is the whole island is a big farm.
Yeah.
And it can be a marine farm or it can be an on-land pasture farm. It can be fruit and veg farm. It doesn't matter. It's all here in Tasmania. It's not only is it the best in Australia, but I think, again, I've been lucky enough to travel the world. It's the best produce in the world as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like the closeness of everything as well. And if you agree, because like, again, Nathan and I are very lucky. We've been traveling around the state. We're talking earlier, we went up to Flinders and, you know, there's guys that just drive past you and go, I've got a few crays in the back.
Yeah. Like, leave them on your front porch.
They throw to the restaurant.
So abalone as big as a dinner plate.
Yes. It's insane.
And like the, you know, in Melbourne and stuff, like, yeah, they've got some amazing restaurants and stuff, but there's no closeness to all. Tassie, everything is sort of right here in our backyard. How important is that when you, I guess, you're putting a menu to make sure you're getting all that stuff, like, you know, fresh right at the door?
It's impossible in Sydney and Melbourne to really be local because the city is so big. Tasmania, I think, is probably the only state where you can set yourself up and say we are truly local. And it is again, because that's a differentiating point of why you come here, then you have to walk the walk. If you're going to talk it, then you have to source your ingredients from local suppliers.
Absolutely.
And that, going back to the first question, that's how you tell your story.
Yeah.
You tell your story through those local suppliers.
What about the sustainability element of that as well?
It's hugely important. Now, I think that's been the driving force over the last 10 to 15 years that's changed the Tasmanian food industry is sustainability. We went from big farms growing vegetables from the canes, where we'd freeze the vegetables and send them to the mainland, to looking at it going, this is just not a workable model.
Yeah.
This isn't the way to do it. We should be creating niche ingredients, small harvest, small farming systems, and making sure it's sustainable for the future, because we can't keep growing carrots and freezing them and sending them to McCain. So there's been a complete change into how we farm, why we farm, what we farm. That's completely changed. And that coincided with the Mona effect in Hobart, this new food wave that happened with food media.
Because I'll be honest, every time I have to microwave some veggies, I'd never do it for long enough, and then I could never be bothered to keep going it. So I'm going through like with some warm peas, but then there's still a frozen carrot in there, and I just have to cop that. So that won't happen to Peacock and Jones.
Now that I don't live together anymore, but he did call himself the culinary creator of our house for a while. I was unsure.
Like, no one else is doing frozen veggies. Benny, we're super pumped for this. Congratulations, the culinary creator of Peacock and Jones, guys. Make sure you get down there. It is an awesome restaurant. But Benny, before we do let you go, we were just talking about school leavers songs. And we wanted to let you leave the studio today with a little trip down memory lane for you. So here it is, your school leaver song.
You're going to make me cry.
Which was the same as mine. We'll give you a guard of honour as you leave. It'll just be me and Jimmy, your other students in the class. Ben Milbourne, here you go.
I hope you had the time of your life.
You getting emotional?
Oh, it brings back so many memories. It really does. I think that was probably 90% of Australia's.
Yeah, it was my song. Not original.
The worst part is we just, like, Nate said it was his, and then we asked everyone to call, and we had heaps of people. So I guess everyone has a song.
Yeah.
Most people call that with Green Day. Yeah.
You think it was special to you? No, it was special to half the schools in the country.
Yeah. But the teachers must have lied to you, going, it's a good pick.
Yeah. Funnily enough, this song on repeat at Peacock at Jones, which is awesome.
Ben's playing live, he's on the guitar.
We've got a PowerPoint of sort of my high school days going fast.
Absolutely. Benny Milbourne, congratulations, mate. Thank you so much for joining us at Peacock and Jones. Go and check it out, guys. It is awesome. Thanks for joining us,
Ben. Thanks, gentlemen.
Jimmy and Nath, Hobart's Hit 100.9.